Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. Want to invite you out to this year's third annual Rock Paper Podcast birthday show being held July 1st, 7 p.m. over at the Firebird in St. Louis, Missouri. This year's lineup includes Hounds, the Royal Furs, Forgetting January, and Bald Eagle Mountain, hosted by comedian John Venegoni. We'll have Gorilla Street Food also there, sling up some delicious meals from their food truck, and sponsored by Four Hands Brewery. So local music, local food, local beer, and local venue. So it's going to be a great time. Come on out, $8 in advance, $10 day of show, and we're going to have a great time. I'm really, really excited about this, and we can't wait to see you there. All details can be found at rockpaperpodcast.com or firebirdstl.com. Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them over there at the Dot Zach building located in the Grand Center area. You can come by each and every Friday. They have an all-new music happy hour going on. Live record spinning, free beer from Urban Chestnut, 15% off pre-orders, and you can come pick up new records from Jeff Tweedy, Iron Maiden, Big Boy, King Gizzard, and the Lizard Wizard. You can find all full listing of details at musicrecordshop.com. You can shop online there 24/7. Be sure to follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well. They're always giving away records and tickets, and live in stores they'll promote on there and all kinds of things. So it pays to support. Shop local, everybody. And go check out Music Record Shop.
Podcast is kind of like a—it's like a radio show that's not on the radio; it's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Oh hey, I didn't see you guys there.
Ha! We're the fighting side.
You're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Fuck yeah!
All right, we're gonna talk about some fun things.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri.
Alright.
Heyo, hanging out tonight with the guys of the Fighting Side.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks, man.
Thank you so much.
I guess should probably properly introduce ourselves, and so everybody knows our voices.
Yeah, man.
You guys want
to? Yeah, I'm Brad. I'm a singer around here.
I'm Carson. I play guitar.
Seth, I play guitar as well.
Clinton, I play the skins.
I'm Lee Davies.
No, I'm Dave.
I forgot his name.
Bass man.
David Lee.
Bass man.
David Lee Rogers.
David Lee Rogers.
Yeah, this is exciting stuff. I love doing this show, and the fact that it's like allows me to come meet people making music in our hometown here and stuff.
Yep.
Like, it's our first time meeting all you guys except for Carson. Carson's been on a few times.
Yeah,
himself,
old school.
Yeah.
Old school.
But, this is great. I love discovering new St. Louis music, and I'm excited to get to hang with you guys.
Thanks a million for coming, man.
Yeah. Well, you guys, we were kind of talking off mic. You guys got a lot of things coming up. We're working on a record and all kinds of other goodies.
Yeah, man.
So let's talk about this. Is this the debut album? Or?
Yeah, so this will be our debut album as a band. We're planning on dropping it. It's coming on July 1st. We're releasing through the Gaslight Collective, which is really fantastic. We're really excited to be a part of that. But the album is called
Soggy Afternoon.
We decided on Soggy Afternoon.
Oh, yes.
All right, the album is
that
now,
is
right now, officially called Soggy Afternoon.
Right now.
Right now. Yeah, mark the date.
Fresh off the presses.
Yeah. We decided that while you were here.
Yeah,
pretty excited to
That's
do that.
It's a Rock Paper Podcast exclusive.
Yep, absolutely. Totally there, man. Yeah,
totally an exclusive.
Yeah. So, yeah, the album will be called Soggy Afternoon without the apparently on the end. And, yeah, it's 10 songs straight from the heart, man. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
Recorded at Gaslight Studios.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I did see a little sneak peek on online on your Facebook that you guys recording in your underwear or something. Or?
Oh,
Well, those were the vocal sessions, and
I'm pretty sure
they were whiskey fueled.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
And plus, if people don't know how Gaslight's set up, you know, there's a glass wall and then a bar on the other side of it, and you know, you gotta put on a show sometimes.
When you're a bunch of scumbag exhibitionists, you're doing gang vocals, and you just also want people to appreciate your body.
Combining hobbies.
More of a dare, right. Though. I think because Seth started taking his sweatshirt off, and I said, "Will you please just do it with your shirt off?" And then Brad was like, "Just
take your pants off. Just take your pants off. Get out of there.
And so
don't make eye contact with anybody. Just do it. Business as usual, baby. Business as usual."
I couldn't help but think of when we're talking about the glass, thinking of Varsity Blues when he's like, "Wangers on the glass at the Alano Club." That ain't right.
That ain't right.
That's awesome.
But
we're really, really excited about the record. Yeah. I mean, I think we got a good collection of material, and we had a good engineer. I forget his name, but
Jack Gibbons, he's the best there is, man. I swear.
I'm really excited about it. I'm really looking forward to people getting a chance to hear it. Got a couple guests on it. Guest vocalists.
Dave Manis plays or does some harmonies.
Yeah.
On it. Yeah. We have he does harmony. He and a few other guys do harmonies on a handful of songs. So
yeah,
we got a good special thanks to part that we still got to fill out. There's a lot of people to thank there, but. Yeah. But yeah, it's gonna be fun, man. It's gonna be a really fun album. We're real proud of.
Yep.
Seafood linguine is here.
It has arrived.
Can I plug Pointer's Pizza right now?
Yeah, of course.
Like, I'm gonna give them a free commercial. I'm gonna kind of. Pointer's Pizza delivers until 2 a.m. That's very the only thing that matters, and it's a little late right now, but it's not that late. But the point is somebody just brought seafood linguine and a side salad and some garlic bread to my door for $15, man. And it's for two. Feeding two people for that. I'm just saying, I can't tell you how many times I've been sitting here at 1:30 in the morning, feeling a little,
I could use some seafood linguine.
Like I needed some snacks, you know? Like all of a sudden I was real hungry for some reason.
I want a side salad.
And I'm like, some garlic.
It's really side salad.
Dude, it's totally side salad. But yeah, that's my Pointer's Pizza, man. I just want everybody to know.
Garlic bread.
Seafood linguine.
Y'all gonna eat that now?
Yeah, man, you want some?
Dang, that's cold.
You want some?
No, I'm kidding.
Then,
some garlic bread.
Here's your seafood linguine. Throw a jump.
Right? David just slides out.
Linguine's flying.
Ramped up in tinfoil.
Back to you?
It's you, bro.
Anybody want to split some garlic bread?
I'll take a piece of that garlic bread if you're handing it out.
You got it, bro.
Right on.
Anybody else?
I'll take a little bit.
I ate a cigarette.
Why do people always eat on your shows, man? Then the Manis boys were eating pizza the whole time.
Yeah.
Show with them.
Half the podcast is just talking about different frozen pizzas.
Well, now we're talking about seafood linguine, so Italy should be real proud of St. Louis right now.
That's right.
Well, you mentioned some special guest, Joshua Powell?
Absolutely, yeah. He stepped in and did did a bunch of the harmonies.
Yeah.
We got Loving Me Ain't Easy with the little Roll Me Down Easy, Roll Me Down
Hard. And Miles of Time, they did backup vocals on that.
That was
a fun day.
And, it was fun. That's the thing that I'm digging about Gaslight in general, man, is... It feels like there's some of that old school kind of vibe going on. Like, I don't want to talk real big and talk like Sun Records or whatever, but half the shit that happened at Sun Records happened because people were hanging around. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and I feel like, I mean, it was sort of that way. You know, we were in there recording that day, and you know, she didn't stick around, but, you know, like Molly Sims dropped in and, you know, listened mm-hmm. to a little bit and was just kind of there getting some stuff and then out. And then, you know, the Manus boys are always hanging out there. And
all this stuff happening.
You know, all that stuff. Yeah, just, you know, you're there for a minute and, you know, you're going to see a lot of what's going on in the St. Louis music scene. So,
for sure.
You know, when a lot of the St. Louis music scene is rallying around one place like that, it's a cool thing that, you know, a lot of us are real excited about, man. Real excited about.
So we're shooting for a album release on July 1st.
July 1st, yep.
And party details in the works.
Yeah, we got party details in the work. We're aiming for July 2nd, and we'll be launching that soon. So if anybody wants to follow our Facebook page.
Yeah,
we'll have some info and stuff there.
Getting involved over there.
Yeah, for sure.
But like myself, anybody that doesn't know much about the fighting side, what can we expect from this record? Like,
well, the big thing that most people don't know about us is that we all met in prison.
We were cellmates.
Well, yeah, that's the thing that you see that Seth and Clinton talk a lot, and they share a cell.
Yeah,
and me and Carson,
I would wipe his butt.
Yeah,
wipe
totally.
Him up, man.
Me and Carson share
just for
cell.
Fun.
Yeah. And then David, in prison they called David Mad Dog.
He was in a cell
all by himself that was right in between, sandwiched right between mine and Carson's cell and Clinton's. So we all got to know each other real well. And
you can hear, like, we'd, like, sing harmonies to the prison bars.
Yeah. And, late at night, Seth would get his, you know, his old harpoon out of his, and those unwrapping out of his bandana.
Good four-part harmonies.
Real slow, and he'd sit there, and he'd play, and we'd, Oh, well, I didn't share. So how many times, this is a story. How many times did Seth stab you in prison?
Well, a few, but I just, like, stuffed some peanut butter in it, and I'd,
You ran into the shake at one time.
That was your fault. I did, man. Well, you had it out playing with it. You were, like, you know.
Jesus Christ.
Throw it in the air.
At least I wonder how far we're going to go with it. Yeah. Real deal, Seth and I have been buddies since we were in fifth grade.
Yep.
Fifth grade. And
that's a true story.
That's how long they were in prison for. That's how long they were in prison for.
Yeah, we didn't really go to prison, man. We did. A couple of us came real close.
Well, not at the same time.
Right. How about that? Seth and I have been buddies since fifth grade. David and I have been buddies, and all of us have been buddies since high school. David and I played music on the Gulf Coast. We moved down to Gulf Shores for a couple of years and played music with a whole bunch of, like, I mean, solid country music legends down there, which is weird. You didn't see it coming, but Jody Payne, who played guitar for Willie Nelson for 37 years, was our lead player in our band down there.
Whoa.
37 years on the bus with Willie, off the bus. Lead guitarist for the
Gulf Coast Cowboys.
There you go. The Gulf Coast Cowboys looked awesome on a beach marquee.
It did.
That's all I'm saying.
It looked great. And the logo you came up with, it was incredible.
Yeah,
it was a cowboy leaning against a palm tree.
Absolutely.
That says it all.
It was so original.
It was awesome.
That deal. And we had T-Bone Montgomery down there that played with us. He's Peanut Montgomery's nephew. And Peanut wrote just damn near every number one George Jones ever had. So just this, like, star-studded. You know, a lot of the dudes were, you know, 70 and 80 years old or whatever, but we got a lot of our education down there. And then David came back here and I moved to Nashville and did that whole run for a little bit. So I think the thing that, just to give you an idea of the whole thing, I think the thing that makes this band so much fun is, first of all, I came here straight from Nashville, where everything, I'm not dogging Nashville at all, but, you know, everything we did on the Gulf Coast was magic. Everything we did in Nashville was corporate, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So coming back here, you know, I knew I wanted to keep playing music, and I had the opportunity to play with buddies I've known my whole life. And
well, except me, I was dropped off by aliens.
Well,
nobody can really explain Carson.
Carson just showed up one day with his guitar.
I'm pretty sure it was a flash of light.
I said a prayer. That was the deal. I said a prayer and spun around three times. He's standing there
naked.
He's standing there naked, man. We threw some clothes on. He's been playing.
Time travel.
For some reason, man, I picture you like in Terminator, like
yeah.
Spear, like Mel.
All the
and you're just fucking sitting right? there.
Shut all the 80s lightning
special. You're clean shaved. Oh, you've man. Got the perfect ass.
Killing Bill Paxton.
I said that was something that I fucking thought of. What the fuck?
Oh, man. So really, that's the deals. I feel like, you know, I'm here bringing, you know, well, some honky tonk roots, and Seth's always just been real punk rock, and Carson's a fucking honky tonk player like I've never heard, and these assholes, David and Clinton over here, are both classically trained jazz musicians. Which, by the way, let me just talk about having classically trained jazz and or bassist and drummer, a bassist who doesn't drink, and a drummer who at least can sort of hold his liquor a little bit.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
The great thing about it is that the backbone is always so incredibly tight that me, Seth, and Carson could just get fucked up.
Yeah. Nice.
And the music still sounds fantastic. Yeah,
do drink a lot.
It's still good. Well, my thing, I do drink a lot. I am. I love a good scotch. I don't drink all that much, but one of the things that keeps happening to me, and Seth rolls his eyes at me every time it hits or whatever, but I'll eat a couple of edibles almost every single time for some reason, and I think about it. I don't think about it. I'm like, we're about to put a show, man. I'm eating some edibles. And for whatever reason, the timing on it is always like three songs in. Three songs in, we start strong. Hey, we're Flatty Side from right here in St. Louis, Missouri. Blah, 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 blah. And then after that, it's like,
80% of Brad's stage banter is about talking about how fucked up he is.
That song was,
it works.
Yeah, I mean, it pans out, man, but being the fact that, yeah, we're lucky to have a solid backbone, solid rhythm section, man. Just in general, to be able to do that.
Thanks, Brad.
You guys love you good.
Hey, no problem, man. I love you too. I just want to give you guys some props about that.
We appreciate that.
Positive reinforcement.
Yeah. So, yeah, that.
But we couldn't do it without the three of you.
Yeah. Well,
hey. And you're always writing songs on the way there, right? On the
yes.
way to the shows.
Always.
So,
yeah. Always.
And
constantly.
Playing, so.
Yep. In general, to answer the question, I feel like, you know, a lot of what we do is real honky tonk derived stuff mixed with Seth's blend of punk rock and Carson's badass leads, man. I mean, so mm-hmm. That's what you can expect. 10 beautiful tracks of
nice
on this album with some introspective heartache tunes and some general party songs and
three
some uplifting.
It's just a fun album, man. It's a lot of fun. It's just stuff, it's yeah. the whole album's kind of a party, man. And but there's a lot of emotion in there, and it's just a fun record to listen to.
Yeah.
Well, you guys want to give everybody a little taste and a little debut the
yeah.
lead single, right?
Absolutely, man. Yeah, this song is called Anyway Goodbye. This is one that we've actually had. We recorded it on an old EP, but it was one that was totally worth taking back to the drawing board with these new guys and really just tearing it up. So we enjoy this one a lot, man. It's about pretty much just dying over and over and seeing if the one that you love the most is going to come and see you when you die, I guess.
Something
like that. Damn. Something,
yeah, that's yeah. what I
guess. It's a fun album. It's a fun
song. It's a feel good
story. At the end of the day, it's a love song, you know? So, you know. But yeah, here it is, man.
In this morning's news, scientists estimate that there's approximately 6 hours until the total annihilation of planet Earth. Spend time with your loved ones, listeners. This is Bert Rappaport signing off. One last time.
Well, if the end comes blowing through that old screen door, will it fall to the piece in the bedside drawer? What would it mean? What would it mean? Or if a man in the alley catches me off guard, or a watermelon seed in my own backyard, or could it be? Could it be? Well, if I fall to a little drop of poison, still be around to lay me down. And if a goose stops laying these golden eggs, she'll be strong enough to tell me a lot. After all, anyway, goodbye. Red wine, and I wind up too far across that yellow line. Would you come and see? Would you come and see? fall to my knees with a knife in my back. Maybe split second dead from a heart attack. Don't let it be, don't let it be. Well, if the earth goes rolling into the sun, well, there ain't no doubt which way I'd run. Where would you be? Where would you be? Question if I fall to a little drop of poison, would you still be around to light me down? And if a goose stops laying these golden eggs, would you be strong enough to tell me a lie? After all, anyway, goodbye. I said after all, oh anyway. Well, if I go to hell or if I don't, maybe, baby, you will. Maybe, baby, I won't. I said if I go up or if I go down, tell my friends, glad to have me around. Would you tell my friends, glad to have me around? Said if I go to hell or if I don't, maybe, baby, you will. Maybe, baby, I won't. I said if I go up or if I go down, tell my friends, glad to have me around. Would you tell my friends, glad to have me around? If I fall and these golden eggs, you be strong enough to tell me a lie. After all, anyway, goodbye. Well, if I fall to a little drop of poison, would you still be around to lay me down? And if a goose stops laying these golden eggs, would you be strong enough to tell me a lie? After all, anyway, goodbye. Well, if I fall drop of poison, would you still be around to lay me down? And if a goose stops laying these golden eggs, would you be strong enough to tell me a lie? After all, anyway, goodbye. I said after all, oh anyway, goodbye.
Do you guys collaborate on the writing and stuff, or is how's that always process work?
For the most part,
pretty collaborative.
Very collaborative.
Yeah, yeah. For the most of what we write, one of us will come up with a little ditty. I'll record something and send it to Seth, and he'll put his little thing on it, and then we'll send that into our little group chat, and somebody will do something. You got here tonight. We were working on something new, and that's one that Seth wrote, and he's bringing it. You know, he brings it here, and we, you know, right before that, we hashed out another that Seth and I had come up with the melodies and the verse in the chorus for, and we played it four or five different ways before we landed on, you know, what we were going to wind up doing. So yeah, for the most part, it starts off like a really simple, you know, melody, chorus line kind of thing with a hook, and then we all get together and really hash all the songs out. So
It's very collaborative. Yeah. All ideas are on the table, known as egos about things in this band, which is really cool.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you guys, is that official? The music video and all that?
Yeah, I mean that's supposed to be coming up. Hopefully by the time this entire thing drops, you should be able to show our single via that video.
Yeah, so keep an eye out for an official music video coming soon also for this song, which will be exciting to...
Totally,
I guess I'm assuming that'll be the first music video.
Absolutely, for the band,
Yeah,
nice. For sure.
Yeah, it's... well, it's always fun. I mean, you know, it's obviously people can listen to a song wherever you know, Spotify or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's something about seeing a good music video to go along with it that really nails it. You know, really completes the message, gets the, you know, everything.
We're working with a solid crew on that one. Sure. Right? Yeah. So I know they're going to come through strong with a good video.
I just don't know if anybody wants to see our ugly.
Well, you maybe, but
me.
I'm fairly confident that people want to look at me, man.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
You are. Hey,
come on, look at these chaps. These are pretty.
Well, no, you're a pretty guy, man. You shouldn't sell yourself.
You're beautiful, David. The pretty ones. I just, you know.
You are beautiful. No matter what they say.
I'm just, you know, the short guy.
Beautiful. No, yeah.
Every band's got to have the short guy, right?
You're beautiful.
What? You're
beautiful. It's true.
No one's gonna do Joe Cocker? No.
You? No. Come on, the Opry, man?
Yeah, of course. We got the record coming out, but we also got a couple other fun dates before the record release party, and one of those including June 18th over at Off-Broadway. And this is a kind of a new concept you're putting together.
Yeah, incredibly excited about it. It's been a long time in the works. There's a lot of amazing local talent that's really grinding the gears trying to get this thing in the works. But basically, it's the River City Opry. It's a collective of local honky tonk, Americana folk, indie folk, et cetera, musicians. We're basically playing. Jesus, David. we're gonna do a Sunday showcase. One time a month from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. So it'll be pretty much like unlike anything else where you can go at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and just watch 15 of the best St. Louis bands and stuff, you know. Three songs a piece, almost gapless rotations and stuff. So the whole point is there's always a ton of competitiveness and collectives are just killing it in so many cities, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, general idea being, you know, if we work together, we get more done.
Yeah,
you know,
strength in numbers.
Absolutely, yeah. And there's a ton of amazing talent in St. Louis, and you know, Gaslight has that hashtag, the STL is a music town. You know, the fact that you don't have to say it, that like people don't know that St. Louis is a music town, is insane to me. You know, so if we're all walking around with followings of, you know, that equate to like 1,000 likes on Facebook, well, you put, you know, 15 of us in the same room together, and we got 15,000 likes. That's the general.
But yeah, there's no sense for this competition. It's
absolutely.
Your fans can be our fans, and everything else.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you're a fan of the genre, I mean, you should be. Sure. That's just the way it works out. I mean,
yeah.
You know, some of us do. You know, some of us go to church. Some of us are scumbags. Some of us bartend. Some of
us
all
kinds, man.
9 to 5s. You know, on and on. But the music's a beautiful thing. You know,
so
some of us have been all around, you know, the country. Some of us are right here in St. Louis. It's just, you know, no matter what we're doing, if we get together,
it'll be just fine. So I'm assuming the fighting side would be playing that first one.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So we have W.T. Newton from Southern Illinois coming in to play that one. The fighting side will be on it. I'm trying to think of a handful of others. There's Loot Rock Gang is on that one. Yeah, it's shaping up the lineup for this one. We got 12 bands locked down for it, and it's gonna be good. Oh, there's this guy Nate Lowry. He just moved here. I'm gonna talk about him, and he's gonna be happy that I talked about him. But you should talk to him too. He just got here from Dallas not that long ago, and a few months ago I think. And he's got a band called what's the name of Nate's band? Sorry, the Native Sons. The Native Sons.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's a good band name, man. And yeah, I feel like it's just the stuff that I've watched is a little dated and stuff. But man, he's got a really unique, really good sound, man. So he's playing that one. Bubba Honey's on it. Left Scruff and the Billy Goat. We got Nick Guzman, Letter to Memphis, the Von Drukes, Dirty Beat Brothers. There's gonna be a ton of great music out there.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good first little showcase. Man.
Yeah,
and the whole point on that is we're, you know, the whole thing will be filmed and it'll be released in weekly episodes. We're looking at putting out an episode every Friday after it starts.
Really excited.
For the life of the event, yeah.
Nice.
How's that side salad, Dave?
It's fantastic, man.
Is that dressing on there?
It sounds great.
No,
finish it. Seriously.
No, please, I can't.
Somebody finish it.
Please.
No, man, you finish it.
Come on.
I got your linguine ready to roll for you whenever you get around to it.
Linguine.
You want me to crack one of these linguines?
No.
You don't want to.
You got two of those in there.
That's the point.
Like two of those.
That's what I'm saying. There's two dishes of linguine, two side salads, and two orders of garlic bread.
You need to get that linguine.
That's what I'm saying. Dude, the thing that you're over there struggling your way through the side salad, man. Let me see if
podcast
teach you something
brought to you
real quick.
By Pointer's Pizza.
By Pointer's Pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, dude, here's a pro tip for anybody that orders some linguine or pasta special from Pointer's. If you open, I'm showing the guys this right now. If you open the pasta first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look what you got right there, bro. salad bowl.
Oh, you
flip that lid that's over like good, that, yeah. And then you got a salad bowl, and you get even distribution.
So
on
you're
the salad
telling me you get two salads and
you
two
get two
linguine
salads, two linguinis,
and
two
then
things.
Four things.
And
of
it's like $15, man.
Yeah. I think they owe us culinary engineering by the fighting side.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. This is the stuff that fuels me. Yeah, let's talk about real things.
We also have another big show June 21st at the Sinkhole.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
With Husky Brunette.
Mm-hmm.
Get us up.
And, which I love that name.
Oh, yeah. Husky's awesome, man.
I was considered, or still am considered husky.
I'm right there with you, man. So, yeah, I just like to call
I can
it,
relate.
I like to call it extra sexy.
Personally relate to the name.
Right. Extra sexy. That's all it is.
But yeah, I haven't actually been able to make it over to the Sinkhole yet, but it looks like a really great spot.
It's a cool spot, man. Yeah. I think they named it aptly.
Where is it? I don't think
it's in the patch, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on Broadway. Or it's right on Broadway, isn't it?
I love that they got a giant Taco Bell sign.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. It is a cool place. For a while, it looked like they were doing a bunch of metal shows, right? I mean, it seemed like they were doing a real specific kind of show.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed, I mean, they've recently opened and started, or at least maybe that's the first I'm seeing of it, is booking a lot of different, like, Americana acts and stuff like that. So I'm digging that, man.
Yeah.
It's always good when there's more venues we can tap into.
For sure. When we get this record out and stuff, what's the next thing you guys want to get on the road at all or do anything like that, or is this all gonna see how it goes?
Right now we're
in the driver's seat.
I'm thinking the next record. I mean, yeah, we got a few songs in the hopper and
sure.
That we're just kind of fine tuning a bit. So like pretty much as soon as we got that one recorded, we're like, all right, let's roll out some more songs, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's mostly what we're concentrating on right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Kind of conquer this area a little bit first, you know? Kind of get out there and, you know, if the road's what, you know, we need to do, if it asks us to be there, we'll be there.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's, we're, like Seth said, we're definitely looking at probably a sophomore release, you know, within the next year.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
So. And we'll be doing some regional spots and this, that, and the other. I mean, probably everything within 2 or 3 hours from St. Louis, but, you know, with some Kansas City and Chicago and stuff like that mixed in, or just easy little runs we could do.
Yeah. Regional.
Yeah. But a lot of what we do, David and I kind of in our travels.
Dave.
It's good linguine, isn't it?
Turn it up, man.
It's such good linguine. Did you already eat all the garlic bread?
Yeah, I did.
You
gotta
put on the garlic bread.
Shit, man.
I didn't know thought you had.
I didn't have time. We were doing the podcast, so I didn't have any time to give you seafood linguine protein.
Culinary tactics.
No. See, look at me right here, dude. I got my bread. I got my salad, like, all covered neatly in dressing.
Obviously, you guys can't see this, but Brad is literally covered in food right now.
Totally.
He's just playing with his.
Slowly buried himself in linguine.
He's buried in food.
Dude, I know how to eat on the fly like this, man. This is the thing, man. How many other people right now would have like a sack
still
of,
got your
sack of cheeseburgers or something? No, I threw all the Starbursts.
Oh, okay.
got totally distracted by that. But one of the things in David and I's travels, we were fortunate enough to meet some really cool road musicians and stuff like that. So we always have buddies in and out of town. So a lot of our focus is, you know, here. You know, catching some of those opening gigs for some of the bigger guys that are running around the country and stuff. And it gives us a way to, like, see our friends and, you know, also kind of get ourselves out there a little bit at the same time. So,
yeah.
Sort of what the idea is there.
Yeah, develop community. Reach out to our fellow musicians wherever they may
be. Put some old relationships to work.
There you go.
Yeah. And it's even the thing, you know, we're kind of talking about the Sinkhole and stuff, these other newer venues and different venues and stuff, and the fact that, like, you know, you can almost, you know, you can work your way around St. Louis even. We have venues all over this town.
When you include the county, St. Louis is a pretty big town.
Right.
A few million people,
but
so.
It's just kind of crazy how, like, you know, even though, like, as a whole, we're St. Louis, but, like, there's like different pockets where people don't cross those lines. Like they
exactly, yeah. You can almost tour St. Louis.
Yeah, like St. Charles is like almost like another city. Kind of like right there. Kind of like Dallas and Fort Worth in some ways.
What do you think about our idea? I mean, if we were to play a gig in South City and then dip over to like Schlafly Bottle Works and then...
I mean, other side of town, it's like almost another world. So.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, we could almost we put together a little 5-night. I'm trying to do a 5-night St. Louis tour. Yeah.
You get over to Belleville, Illinois, the Metro East.
Yeah, some
nice spots over
Stagger
there.
Stagger in, baby.
Totally. Yo, yeah, you
gotta plug it. It's the best little bar in the world, man.
Dude,
it isn't a great little bar.
We're going to have to play a spot in like Fenton or something like that.
There you go. Valley Park.
Wanted something. We'll do Valley Park.
Here we come.
Dude, I would play Cheers. Cheers just closed in Valley Park, man.
They closed?
Yeah, they closed.
Kidding. Didn't Bobby Flager have a place out there? Bobby's great defenseman.
It's still there.
Yeah.
What's that inn place in Fenton?
Stratford Inn. We hit St. Louis tour right here.
Okay. Stratford Inn.
Heavy anchor.
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
Love that.
Crack Fox. Heavy Anchor, Crack Fox, Stagger Inn.
Woo!
Yes.
The Stratford, absolutely.
All right, North County needs some love, though.
North County.
I don't know anything.
What's that one called? The Rec Room or something Rec-lex like that? I don't know. There's something up on...
VFW Post 370.
yeah, that one.
VFW
that one,
yeah. Florissant.
Yeah, and then we'll play at Brewskies in St. Charles. Brewskies, man. Brothers out there in Chesterfield, man. Yeah, Brothers.
Yeah.
We'll do that, man.
It would be pretty funny to, like, make shirts up like the St. Louis World
Tour. Yeah. Don't everybody see the idea. We're doing this, man.
That's how the idea is.
Fighting side. Fighting side.
Oh, shit.
Dark garlic bread.
Here, don't slide it anymore.
I thought that was your...
Thanks, brother.
Even the masters fail sometimes.
I dropped some garlic bread, man. That was a danger.
Damn gravity. Elijah Newton.
He didn't create gravity. Never mind.
Yeah, he did. Some might argue.
He put it in there.
Al Gore would argue that he did.
Put it here.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, officially announced St. Louis tour.
St. Louis tour. Yeah, 20, probably 17. Man, we can squeeze that in.
Yeah.
Squeeze that in.
Yeah, record release tour.
We'll fly Carson back to So we'll fly him out every day.
Yeah, hot air balloon.
Play his games, exactly. We'll book the company that does the arch tours.
Heck yeah.
With a helicopter.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
We'll run you back and forth from, like, Fenton to downtown.
Oh, my God. I can't
Fenton to, like, Venice Cafe.
I can't think of anything that would make me happier than seeing Carson in a hot air balloon. It's like, he's got a smile on his face. Not a care in the world.
With his perfect ass and all.
Ah, hell.
There we go.
Naked with the top hat.
I didn't see that, did you?
I did. I really messed that up for us.
No, I mean, I think it's important that the world knows. Carson Mann has, like, literally the perfect ass.
Oh, yeah?
That's the thing. I mean, it's like, as far as, you know, I mean, everybody, I swing one way, and other people swing another way, but,
hey,
I'm just saying, you know, as a self-identified straight man, I've caught myself just throwing a long gaze at that ass, man.
I dig
stage,
it. There's nothing.
And I was talking about the edibles, you know, so sometimes I zone out. You know,
zone in.
And then, zone in.
You're not the only
we're
one.
Already, we're
you're
already
not
in another
one.
Song.
Especially
and
when me and Clinton
that.
Are in the back and Carson's in front of me. And that's all I got to look at. You know? I'm just saying.
That ain't random. He's back there.
I mean, I think
this is what I feel like. I don't know you guys.
I feel like all I'm saying is I feel like chiseled is a good word.
Okay,
is a
chiseled
good word.
Ass.
Yeah, chiseled from like marble from Venetian.
I'll
stone.
Tell you what, man.
No, it's literally out of this world, right?
That's a man ass. That's a man ass, is what it is.
Yeah.
A man
I get it,
ass.
Carson Manning.
Get it? You see what I did there?
Yeah, I see what you did there. Anyway, yeah. So Carson's ass is real good.
Yeah, where do we go from there? Seriously.
Hey, Brian, I like how you did that just now. I like that.
Yeah.
Shove some linguine on the garlic bread.
On the garlic bread,
I was just talking about dipping, but hell.
Yeah, what's up for it?
That's right. It's like a linguine sandwich.
Yeah, linguine sandwich.
Oh, I have my napkin at the ready.
You gotta have it tucked in your shirt there.
Nope.
I'm a pro. That's what the beard's for.
Beard's for.
It's like a bib.
Jesus.
How are you not getting it? There's some in my hair right now. Is there really? They're just, just like.
Because I'm just eating. You
fell off my face.
You kind of hoovered that skitty there, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, keep an eye out. We got the, like I said, the record's coming on the 1st. We're hoping for a party the 2nd. Keep your calendar open.
Keep a lookout for my ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll know it when you see it.
If that catcalling is no longer acceptable, unless it's Carson, man.
They don't sell some tickets.
It makes him blush. It's cute.
And I'm a big fan of awkward, so the more awkward it gets.
Yeah, absolutely.
You must work out.
You must be the lead guitar player.
Hey, my friend heard from Becky, heard from Stacy, who heard from David. Think you have a fantastic band.
He's blushing right now.
It's official.
Yeah.
Well, it's official as of this moment. 10% of this podcast has been about Carson's ass.
Right?
The other about seafood linguine.
Uh-huh.
They go well together, don't they?
Warner's Pizza. Do they already have a jingle?
Hey, we'll do the theme song, man. We'll do
Oh, man.
All right. Well, yeah, follow along on Facebook. We'll have all of our details up there for you.
Man.
Soggy afternoon's coming for
you. Soggy afternoon.
Yeah.
Soggy afternoon.
Get ready for a soggy afternoon.
Hell yeah.
All right. Soggy.
That's a thing we do.
Yeah.
That's a thing Carson does.
That Carson started that one.
Came from his ass.
Yep. Oh, Lord.
Talking up my
Why don't
ass.
You just get out of here, Carson, with your perfect ass.
All
right. Hey, man, thanks for having us.
Look
at that. Some linguine right now.
Man's out of control.
I got linguine in my beard, man, but thanks a million for having us, dude.
Sure.
We had a really good time.
Yeah, man, this has been great.
You want to buy it?
You want to buy linguine?
Yeah, why not? When in Rome.
There you go, brother.
There you go, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
Absolutely, dude.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.